No one is suggesting the 2011 earthquake and tsunami were the result of some conspiracy, but questions remain over the lack of immediate and effective response, not to mention the ongoing lack of serious coverage in the mainstream corporate mass media. Is this just laziness and inattention on the part of the corporate media, or is it indicative of the globalists who want to maintain the status quo while culling the population? Adding to radiation concerns is the fact that some insurance companies in 2014 began notifying customers that their company would no longer cover any claims relating to nuclear energy. Travelers is reported to have announced a new nuclear energy liability exclusion endorsement that includes all forms of radioactive contamination of property. The change of insurance policy prompted many to ask, if the nuclear disaster at Fukushima is as harmless to Americans as the government and some scientists are telling us, then why are insurance companies specifically excluding coverage for nuclear energy-related claims? One answer to this question is that in fact there is no safe level of radiation exposure, whether through contact, ingestion, or breathing. Dr. Jeff Patterson, a past president of Physicians for Social Responsibility, stated, "There is no safe level of radionuclide exposure, whether from food, water, or other sources." Period. Fears are also rising that Fukushima radiation is killing life in the Pacific Ocean. In 2013, Australian yachtsman Ivan McFadyen sailed the same course from Melbourne to Osaka, Japan, as he had 10 years previously. His report to the Newcastle Herald was both eerie and frightening. "I've done a lot of miles on the ocean in my life, and I'm used to seeing turtles, dolphins, sharks, and big flurries of feeding birds. But this time, for 3,000 nautical miles, there was nothing alive to be seen," explained McFadyen. "In years gone by, I'd gotten used to all the birds and their noises. They'd be following the boat, sometimes resting on the mast before taking off again. You'd see flocks of them wheeling over the surface of the sea in the distance, feeding on pilchards. But on this trip, there were no birds, no fish, hardly any signs of life." McFadyen says the next leg of his trip from Osaka to San Francisco was even worse. "It was a voyage tinged with nauseating horror and a degree of fear. After we left Japan, it felt as if the ocean itself was dead," he recalled. "We hardly saw any living things. We saw one whale sort of rolling helplessly on the surface with what looked like a big tumor on its head. It was pretty sickening." McFadyen and his brother Glenn, who joined him for the run from Hawaii to the U.S., said not only did they suspect hazards from radiation, but they encountered an unbelievable amount of garbage. Thousands and thousands of plastic yellow buoys, huge tangles of synthetic rope, fishing lines and nets, and pieces of polystyrene foam by the millions. Also, slicks of oil and gas. "The ocean is broken," said McFadyen, upon returning home.